Hi everybody, it's the weekly Tshuvah of the Week from Sharei Orah with a Sephardic bent, and we're going to speak this week about the wedding of Shana and Steve, and they had some nice Sephardic elements to it. People were wondering, how come there was no Yichud? How come right after the chuppah, Shana and Steve were receiving guests? What's going on over here? Why was there no Yichud? How come they did not go, they didn't have a Yichud room, as we see at many weddings? What's going on? So, very simply, the Sephardic custom is, does not do Yichud. And actually, Chacham Yitzchak is in Chacham Avadya actually were quite adamant about this, and that there should not be a Yichud. Interestingly, is that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in his Sidur, writes in the instructions for a wedding ceremony, says, if both the Chatan and the Kala are insistent that they very much want the Yichud, and sometimes the Kala is from an Ashkenazic background, she very, very much wants the Yichud, he said, in such a situation, it is actually okay. And Rav Avadya did not feel that way. So in such a case, what they will do is, and I know my Sephardic mentor, Rav Karshkaman from Atlanta, I know that he did this at his son's wedding, that they will not actually be a Yichud, the door won't be locked, or they might have somebody in the room. So while they'll call it a Yichud room, but it's not truly Yichud. And but at least emotionally they'll feel that they had that moment, Chatan Kala, where they just get a moment to rest a little bit right after the chuppah before they go out and they greet their guests or have pictures. The other interesting areas regarding the talit under the chuppah, that Steve made the bracha she'achyanu, as is common. It was a new talit, brand new talit, beautiful to wear under the chuppah. And interesting that he did not make the bracha alitatev b'tzitzit. And the reason why he did not make the bracha alitatev b'tzitzit is that it was at night. It was already past Tzedek Kochavim. It was by the time the chuppah started, it was at least a half an hour after sunset, a little bit more after half an hour after sunset, after Shkiat HaChama, and therefore is no longer the time to make the bracha of Liatatef B'tzitzit. But an interesting ruling from Chacham Yitzchak and the Yakut Yosef, he says that although we don't make the bracha on tzitzit at night, the men should wear tzitzit at night, but the bracha is not made. As machloket whether there's a chiyuv of tzitzit at night, safek brachot lahakel, and therefore should not make the bracha. However, they can make it actually within about, at least in New York, 15 minutes after sunset, after shkia. And the reason is a svek sveka, maybe there is a chiyuv to wear tzitzit at night, and maybe according to some rishonim, and maybe there is a banashmashah, the time period between sunset and darkfall, between shikiyah and tzedek kochavim, is the Gemara calls safek yom safek laila, possibly day, possibly night. So possibly it's day, and possibly you make the bracha on tzitzit even at night, and therefore you have svek seka, and you can therefore, Chacham Yitzchak says, you can make the bracha litatef for a few minutes after about 15 minutes after Shkiat HaChama, after sunset on the talit. This can often happen at a chuppah, but in this case it was long afterwards, and therefore no bracha of litatev tzitzit was made, but just the she'achyanu, and they have in mind the talit. Writes in Yakut Yosef, the talit and of course the wedding, the joy of the wedding, the simcha of the wedding, and all the gifts that they're going to be receiving as well. Everybody should have a great, great week. Shavuot Tov.